Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, survivors, caregivers, and all of the general public that is tuning in to tonight's TBI One Love podcast series that, as you know, is spreading our positive form of hope, inspiration, and education to those that have been touched by a brain injury and as well as the general public. Well, to wrap up our July segment, we have a phenomenal guest tonight, like we do on all of our shows, but this one is an extra plus for all of our listeners. Who I'm referring to is Roxana Sasu. She received her MD in Romania in 1999, joined the clinical staff at the EEG Institute in California in 2008, and she is the director of clinical supervision at the Neurofeedback Institute in Romania and also has a private clinic in LA that is helping individuals approach brain wellness and optimal performance. So I hope everyone is comfortable and really excited to learn this key aspect that is on both sides of the globe. And without further ado, let's get this show started. Roxana, can you hear me?
Hi, James. Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and calling in tonight.
Thank you for having me. This is a great opportunity to raise more awareness about this amazing non-invasive approach that can help really any brain function better. And, you know, in particular, today's topic on traumatic brain injury, I think is very interesting because it touches so many different aspects of one's existence, right?
Exactly. Yes. And I think it's great that you not only have a passion behind this, of course, but also that you've been doing this for so long. And on top of that, started your own clinic to really make sure this is helping individuals all over the world.
Right. I recently started my private practice. I've been doing neurofeedback for 14 years now. And it all started, in an interesting manner where I was new to the United States, new to this country, and was trying to find my place and trying to figure out how I'm going to be able to help people without having the medical license in the United States. So it just turned out that neurofeedback was right up my alley. I started working at the EEG Institute along with Sue and Zygfried Othmer, who are pioneers in this field. And I learned from the best, really. And I think the personal experience was really important. Neurofeedback is not something that I do on others. It's something that I do with others, and I do it for myself as well. So I can benefit from a better brain. Anybody can benefit from a better brain. And I think, you know, I'm helping people now more with the tool that I have that I was maybe years ago with the tools that I had then. So it's really, really exciting. It's interesting work. I get to know people with all sorts of clinical presentations. TBI, of course, is a special one because, as I said, it touches so many different aspects of one's life. You know, on one hand, of course, you have the traumatic brain injury and all that does to your nervous system and to your life. On the other hand, you have to deal with the emotional trauma of losing brain function, losing good brain function and self-regulation. And so I get to work on both stabilizing brain function and recovery of function, but then also on calming things down so that, you know, that person can get their life back.
Exactly. And that's something very important during this lifelong journey is not only, of course, getting the life back, but also gaining proper steps that will work for them instead of them not moving the way they want, both short and long term.
Very true. The approach that I'm using is actually very individualized. It's very specific to the person with the injury and with the consequences of the injury. What's interesting in terms of how the brain works is that, you know, each person comes in with a different set of symptoms, a different set of manifestations of brain dysregulation that then need to be approached in a very specific manner. And so we're looking at the individual, we're looking at their specific problems, we're designing a training protocol that involves their specific concerns, and then we start implementing that treatment plan to get the best clinical outcome. So I think looking at that from that perspective, being so specific, being so individualized and so brain-oriented, person-oriented, makes this approach a very good fit for, in particular, for traumatic brain injury.
I agree. You know, and speaking of that, with those steps and obviously the what you help provide, I wanted to let our listeners know, what is some more education about neurofeedback?
Right. Neurofeedback, I want you to think of it as brain exercise. It's like working the brain out on a treadmill, helping it learn how to function better, how to function differently from how it worked before. So look at it as an opportunity for the brain to look inward and to learn about what it's not doing right and to correct what it's not doing right. It's a process that the brain does all the time. So we come into this world equipped with this amazing function of self-regulation. The brain learns how to walk, how to talk, how to do everything we're doing through feedback, through learning what it's not doing right, and then doing it over and over and over until it masters that skill. Well, when we lose good function, the brain can be retrained to rewire and to function differently by reinforcing certain pathways in the brain. What's amazing about this method is that it's completely non-invasive. Nothing goes into the brain. The brain just sits in front of a mirror, if you want, and looks at its own activity. And depending on which part of the brain we're targeting with the training, the brain learns about certain specific functions that we can then get to change to help the brain change by self-correction, right? Just by offering a little bit of information, visual, auditory, and tactile information that's brain receives, so that it can learn and then correct.
You know, and that's what's great. Not only, of course, the advantages that it does, but I like how you mentioned two powerful words, learn and correct. And obviously, that's something that is never going to stop, not only, of course, for the general public, but also importance with the brain injury. Because as you know, with your passion and your expertise, usually people think there's a small time cap on brain injury recovery, but it's really not, because everyone's brain reacts differently. It could be X amount of weeks, months, or even years where certain differences are going to stand out more, instead of thinking within a two-year gap of after the brain injury, that's all you're going to be able to achieve.
Right. Yes, because we're looking at the brain and we're looking at neuroplasticity, which is basically the brain's ability to change at any point or during our lives, if it's given the right prompts, right, the right information. So it doesn't matter how long it's been. All we need is the brain to be willing to participate, and that's all. The process happens on a subconscious level, so consciously you don't need to do anything, and that's the other beautiful aspect of neurofeedback. It allows us to work with really young clients, you know, who don't necessarily have the awareness to engage consciously into the process. So that doesn't need to happen. People that where awareness is very low due to maybe the brain injury, and even there, the brain receives that information and receives it on a subconscious level, and then it starts working on it. So I've worked with a variety of clients with brain injuries. And of course, we're talking about traumatic brain injuries, you know, and we're thinking about accidents and hits to the head and all of that, which of course will have a huge impact. But that's not all I see. I see, you know, people who have been through near drowning accidents. That's brain injury as well. That's big brain damage. And you know, it's amazing how much the brain can recover with ongoing training when it is guided through the process of recovery. I'm also working with people who have had strokes and then, you know, were recovering function even many years after the stroke had occurred, because the brain doesn't forget, you know, those areas in the brain, if they're exercised, if they're allowed to rewire, if they're allowed to learn how to do things again or do them better, then they can recover function. And that's quite amazing.
Yes, you know, and when you just discuss again by learning and the key phrase rewiring, which is something that needs to really happen with any form of a brain injury, concussion, traumatic brain injury, severe traumatic brain injury, or acquired ABI, stroke, and stuff like that. And it's very educational how you're letting our listeners know that there are so many forms of brain injuries that can happen to anyone, anywhere, and of course at any time.
Right. That's very, very true.
And with that rewiring, that's what made me think of a great question I wanted to ask, and I'm sure it'd be very helpful for our listeners. How does neurofeedback help with a brain injury in the process of rewiring?
Very good question, and a very big one, right? What we do is we put electrodes on the person's scalp. So there's a connection that's being made between the brain and the electrodes. The electrodes are attached to a piece of hardware that's called an amplifier, and the amplifier goes into a computer. So we're creating a loop between the brain and that software that allows us to then show the brain what it's up to. As I said, nothing goes into the brain. So the electrodes are there to pick up the electrical activity that the brain is producing. And we're targeting specific areas in the brain. When we're talking about traumatic brain injury, we're talking about instability in the brain being more prone to sudden bursts of activity that are undesired. So we need to make sure we balance that activity between the two hemispheres. And that results in better stability of state. So the brain doesn't fly out of control into a migraine or a seizure or, you know, some other types of symptoms that fall into this category. And so that's the first step. And so we're collecting the information that comes from that brain area, and then the brain feeds that information through something that the person is watching, listening to, and feeling through the tactile device that is attached to the computer as well. So the clinician will then choose different settings to find what's optimal for that particular brain. And again, here it's all about the individual and the individual needs of one's brain, where different things work for different people. So it's a process of discovering what works and what doesn't work. And really, we don't know how the brain makes the changes. We just observe the consequences of those changes. And of course, it's the clinician, but then also the client being involved in those, reporting on those changes that they're perceiving. So that's how the training happens. And, you know, typically the sessions are half an hour long or so, but then with traumatic brain injury, my experience has been that the brain is much more sensitive, and that long of a workout might be too long, too much, too tiring for the brain to go through. And so what I do is I tailor it to the client's needs. I worked with someone a few years ago who had had multiple accidents and concussions, and they were pretty severe. And the symptoms that this person was coming in for, you know, along with severe headaches and migraines, there were light sensitivity issues and any kind of sensory input sensitivity and with sleep problems and emotional regulation issues and so on. So it was interesting. Her brain would not allow us in the beginning to work for more than a few minutes at the time. It would just be too tiring, and then we had to stop and resume whenever that brain was ready again. So it's very important not to force recovery and not to force the training, and understand that neurofeedback is a workout for the brain. And so it is exhausting, you know, especially for this population. And the training can be done, for instance, eyes closed, to then prevent that sensory input overwhelm to occur, right? We can calm the brain down and work on better function until the brain can then deal with sensory input, with visual input. And so we can really individualize it to what the person needs. With this client that I'm describing, it took maybe about 10 sessions before we were able to do full half an hour training sessions, and that was fine. We don't need to force it. We do whatever works. The bottom line is, from session to session, the brain learns that it can do things differently. It learns how to do them differently. And then over time, it will learn how to maintain working on these new pathways and through them rather than the old ways, right? Mm-hmm. Repetition of the training is important, because if you don't repeat the training, the brain will slip back. It will forget. So there's a need for repetition. There's a need for a certain amount of training before the brain can hold those gains and stay on the new pathway.
Mm. Very important. I think that's really great insight of how not only beneficial it is in general for traumatized brains and helping the rewiring process, but also the difference that you do in giving some examples about some previous cases.
Yeah, no, it's a very interesting population to work with, and really every case is different. What's interesting, once the stabilization process has been in place for a while, and that those sudden symptoms don't occur out of the blue anymore that much, then we can work more specifically on targeted function, recovering, for instance, writing, reading, word recall, speech, motor coordination. So there are all these different areas in the brain that we can target, and we can be very specific, targeting, for instance, with someone with a stroke, I had to work on her ability to grasp things with her right hand. And so the targeted area in the brain is the left side, brain central midline, where you're going to have very specific impact on motor function for the right part of the body, and in particular for the right hand. And, she had the stroke years before she came to me. And, here is the physical therapist working with her for all this time, asking me what I'm doing and asking me to continue to do what I'm doing, because the person finally recovered that function and is strengthening her grasp of objects with her right hand, which is something that they were not able to improve on with physical therapy. So that's, another example of how things work. And it's beautiful when the person is doing multiple things to help themselves. And that's usually the case with people that I see, right? So there's other types of interventions that they're doing, that they're resorting to, and then neurofeedback blends in really nicely, calming the brain down and stabilizing brain function so that the brain is better at receiving the help through the other interventions. And that's really important to remember as well.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I think it's very honorable not only to be gaining this education from you, but also the message that you're helping all of our listeners nationally and internationally with education about the power of neurofeedback, but also your passion and expertise behind it, and also sharing some previous cases, just like how you had mentioned, not only, of course, to provide some more information so they understand how it works, but also the main concept is that you explain how none are the same, but at least giving somewhat of an understanding.
Right, right. No, it's a really interesting line of work, I have to admit. And it keeps me on my toes, because each brain responds differently to the training, and some brains need longer to recover and some brains are quicker. And so the individualizing the training approach for each and every person is key. Understanding that person's response to the training is key. So I'm spending a lot of time talking to people about how they felt after sessions. That's very, very important, looking at the outcome of each session, because then that helps me better adjust the protocol to get the desired results, And
exactly.
It's not uncommon that, in the beginning, things are stirred up, because a brain that is very sensitive and has been through a lot and has a very hard time maintaining the good baseline, you know, you put it on a treadmill and you work it out, things are going to be stirred up, right? So then we need to read through all of that and kind of figure out if we're going in the right direction or not, right? How do we help that brain? I work with people, for instance, who have had traumatic brain injuries and then, for instance, now deal with vestibular issues. So the brain has a hard time maintaining balance and they have dizziness and vertigo, you know, this rocking sensation that they're describing to me. And it's terrible to live with something like that. That constant feeling of movement that the brain perceives, even though there's no movement happening. And, you know, understanding how that shifts, and sometimes the shifts are very subtle from session to session, and sometimes they're very dramatic. And I've had situations where the vestibular rehab intervention, for instance, had to be put on hold because it was too harsh for that particular brain. And here comes neurofeedback trying to stabilize brain function so that the brain can then benefit better from vestibular rehab. So it's very interesting how things work together and how the brain is able to recover. I think, you know, we don't know enough about the brain. We know very little about how the brain works and what it's doing. But bottom line, things can be helped along with this kind of intervention that is non-invasive. And while it is a process, if it's done in the right way and it's done for long enough, can permanently help the brain change to the better.
Wow, that is phenomenal. One question I want to ask you, and I'm sure all of our listeners are wanting to know the same thing. What would be the best way for them to reach out to you or to learn more?
Right, that's a great question. So my clinic, my company is called Neurotopia. It's the world that I imagine where brains can be better and do get better and function more optimally. And then my email address, roxana@neurotopia.net. So R-O-X-A-N-A at neurotopia.net. And then phone number 818-620-2655.
Wow, that is fantastic. Well, we're going to not only make sure to share your contacts, but make sure that people understand the opportunity that you will help them receive both physically and, of course, mentally.
Thank you. Thank you, James. I really appreciate having this opportunity to talk about neurofeedback and brain injury and how we can help.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity and sharing your passion and opportunity for our listeners. Like I mentioned earlier, both nationally and internationally, just like your passion and the work you do, understand that there are opportunities out there that will help them learn, get on the right path, and literally rewire their brain the way that it needs to be instead of a way they think that is right.
Right.
Well, I hope you have a great night. Thank you once again, and we really appreciate the opportunity to start working together to help make lives and minds much better.
Thank you, James. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Have a great night. Thank you so much.
You too, James. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Wow, listeners. What a great show that was. I hope you really enjoyed gaining key education on neurofeedback and how it really does help traumatized brain, also the process, and like Roxana had shared, some examples with case discussion so you kind of get an idea, but like she had mentioned, none are the same. Just like how no brain injuries are the same. Well, we hope you guys continue to follow us on all forms of social media and definitely make sure to reach out to us for continuing education, inspiration, and hope for those that have been touched by a brain injury and also to get any contact information from all of our national and international podcast guests. Once again, that was a phenomenal show to wrap up our July segment with Roxana Sasu, who is a certified neurofeedback practitioner that does it nationally and internationally. Nationally is in LA, internationally over in Romania. If you would like to learn more about her, you can visit neurotopia.net or message us on social media and we will be happy to send you her way. Thank you guys for all you do, are, and helping us paint the world green. We are working together to make a difference that has been needed to take place for generations. One love.